AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden is trying to break a logjam with Republicans on how to pay for infrastructure. He's proposed a 15% minimum tax on corporations and the possibility of revenues from IRS enforcement. A person familiar with the talk says he made the offer to Republican negotiator Shelley Moore Capito as part of an effort to reach a bipartisan agreement. The Biden administration's released a long-awaited plan to share vaccine doses with the world.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so, and the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer, that seems to be very appealing.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
F. Lee Bailey has died, the celebrity lawyer known for high-profile cases like Patty Hearst and the alleged Boston Strangler, but none as notorious as the O.J. Simpson trial in 1995. Bailey turned the tables on Detective Mark Furman, accusing him of planting evidence.
For 15 minutes, did something which we believe explains the presence of the glove, the blood, and the Bronco, etc.
The latest victim of a cyber attack is a ferry service carrying passengers from Cape Cod to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says resources are needed to stop these attacks.
We have to, as a country, be very focused on this. It's a matter of national defense.
The government says the number of people filing claims for unemployment last week dropped to a new pandemic low. The Justice Department is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over past political donations by his former employees. This is AP News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his term in office.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset. I'm Zaria Shakili.
AMC may sell up to 11 million of its shares, with a trading phenomenon pushing stocks in the movie theater chain up almost 2,000% this year. AMC is emerging from pandemic lockdowns that threatened its very existence. Industry experts are having trouble explaining the enthusiasm for AMC stock. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.